Brilliance Audio presents The Memory Collector, a novel by Meg Gardner, performed by Susan Erickson. 15 yards. He could see the street, cars, the sidewalk, the cross street that led off Fulton, his street. His house was a block up the road. He squinted, trying to tell if his mom's car was parked there. Somebody was standing on the driveway. A woman. He saw pale legs in a skirt, long light brown hair. His strength flooded back in a vivid burst. Mom! Whiskey wailed. Seth faltered. Whiskey had rescued him. He couldn't abandon the dog. He spotted a rock, picked it up, and turned around. Oscar Meyer was barreling straight at him. Before Seth could jump, the man hunkered low like a linebacker and tackled him. Seth hit the ground so hard his glasses flew, but he kept hold of the rock. He bashed it against the guy's head. Let me fucking go! The man grabbed Seth's hand and pinned it to the ground. The brick ran up, jerking Whiskey by the collar. Really is his old man's kid, isn't he? The brick turned his arm, looking at a bloody bite. Bastard mutt. Seth threw his head back. Mom! Oscar Meyer grabbed his face and tried to force his mouth open and shove a handkerchief inside to gag him. The man had blood on his forehead where the rock had hit. Seth locked his jaw. Whiskey surged, trying to reach him. The man pinched his nose. Seth kicked, trying to get the guy's knees. But next to the human hot dog, he was just a stick insect. He opened his mouth to gulp a breath and got the handkerchief jammed past his teeth. The man grabbed Seth's hair, leaned down, and put his lips next to Seth's ear. I'll hurt you. His voice, so close, made wet noises against Seth's skin. But first, I'll hurt your dog. With a screwdriver. All Seth's strength turned to water. A dark weight pressed on his chest, and tears rose uncontrollably toward his eyes. Oscar Meyer smiled behind his shades. His gums looked pink and glistening. He turned to the brick. Call. Without his glasses, the twilight looked blurred and murky. Seth heard the brick on a cell phone. Come on. Oscar Meyer wiped the back of his forearm over his brow. You know what this is about? On the street, a black van screeched to a stop. A man hopped out and strutted toward the woods. He was a skinny white guy, but he looked like a gangbanger, or like one he'd seen on MTV. Blue bandana tied around his forehead, chain hanging from the pocket of his saggy jeans, shoulders rolling. He was like the Mickey Mouse Club version of a lowrider. Oscar Meyer eyed him like he was dressed for a parade, marking him down as a moron. A scary one. Then he turned his hot dog head back to Seth. You know where your dad is? What he's doing? Seth clamped his mouth shut. You got a choice. You want to get hurt or disappear? He scanned Seth's face and let his wet mouth smile again. Didn't think so. He looked at the other men. Get him up.